You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on? Alex Pardo here. I trust and hope that my voice finds you doing amazing today. Before we dive into episode 533 here, you know, we're in July. In other words, more than half the year is behind us. And I think it's always, I look for opportunities and moments to look at my goals, look at my vision, look at the progress that has been made and or the lack of progress that has been made, and kind of just like, you know, put your finger on the pulse of where you're at. And then more importantly, what can you learn or what have you learned that you can use moving forward? And where do you need to make adjustments? Where do you need to modify some of what you're doing, some of your actions, so that it can lead you in the direction of your goals, lead you in the direction of living your vision? So since we passed the halfway point, I thought it was a good opportunity to mention that. And with that being said, you know, I want to talk to you today about assessing your assets, assessing your resources. And when I say assets, I'm not just talking about money. I'm not just talking about the financial assets or hard assets like real estate. You know, I'm talking about tangible and intangible assets. Now, I will tell you that today's episode is going to be short, sweet, and to the point. The last one went a little bit longer than I'd like it to go, although I think it was important to cover that. So make sure you tune in and check out some of the previous episodes I've recorded. I appreciate all of you that have reached out and given me the feedback that you have. It genuinely means a lot to me. So with that being said, you know, oftentimes I have conversations with investors and entrepreneurs. We talk about their goals and we talk about their business, the direction they're going in. And it never ceases to amaze me that most people don't do the best job of tapping into all the resources at their disposal and to really leverage the assets that they have. And again, I'm not just talking money. I'm not just talking finances here. You know, and if you've been listening to the show, you know what an advocate I am of masterminds because of the impact it's had on my life. And that's one of the reasons now Steve and I run Ascend, is to impact other people's lives. And it gives us a lot of joy and fulfillment in the process. Well, when people join masterminds, and I've been guilty of this in the past, it's no different. You join a mastermind and then you go to the quarterly or however often, you know, the in-person mastermind meetings are, the retreats. And then you kind of just don't stay connected to people, or you don't tap into all the systems, resources, marketing materials. More importantly, the connections, being very intentional about building those relationships. Those are all assets. And again, I share that as a small example to just kind of like tie back to what I was saying, that in order to be able to tap into your resources, number one, you have to be aware of them. You have to understand and recognize what resources and assets you have at your fingertips. Number two, you have to have a plan in place to actually take advantage of those resources and assets. And I don't mean take advantage in a negative way. I mean to tap into them because that's what it's there for. And so let me just kind of like spitball some examples of assets. So one of the things I like to do is, years ago, a coach of mine turned me on to Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach and his Genius Zone exercise. And if you've never heard of the Genius Zone, I'll just take a minute or two and highlight what that is here in a nutshell. But the Genius Zone, and if you Google Dan Sullivan Genius Zone exercise, you can actually find this on Google or find this online somewhere. But essentially, there's an email template out there, and you send that email to, I think it's 12 to 20 people that know you. Ideally, I would recommend that be a combination of people. You don't only want to send it to family or only want to send it to friends, but send it to a variety of people, people that have a working relationship with you, partners, friends, family, associates or coworkers, maybe people that have interacted with you that know you. So send it to a variety of people. Now, I will tell you that when you send out this email, do not expect very many responses back. Why? People are busy. They got their own stuff going on. So it's going to involve, in most cases, some friendly follow-up and just let them know, express to them how important this is. But essentially, the email is asking them, hey, listen, I need you to give me your thoughts here. What do you think is my superpower? In other words, and I'm paraphrasing here, like go check out the email, but what do you think comes so natural and easy to me that maybe I don't even recognize? Right? Like, what do you think is my gift, basically? And I remember over a decade ago, I went through this exercise. And one of the things that came out of this that most people told me is that I'm a good connector and communicator. And I didn't even realize that that was the case. I never saw myself as a good connector and communicator. But once I did, I started to lean into that. Why? Because those are your natural strengths. Those are the things that quite possibly some of the gifts that God has given you. And you really need to tap into that. And when you focus on your gifts, you can multiply those gifts and amplify those gifts at a faster pace than if you were just working on your weaknesses. Now, I'm somebody that doesn't subscribe to the mentality and school of thought that, hey, don't ever focus or work on your weaknesses. I think there is something to be said for that. But I also know that there's definitely something to be said for amplifying and multiplying your strengths. But again, in order for you to do that, you need to be aware of what are your gifts, what's your skill set, what are the assets and resources that you have. So when I went through this exercise, I realized that my email list is an asset, right? For you, your social media audience could be an asset. By the way, I don't care if it's 100,000 people, 1 million people, or 1,000 people that follow you on social. That's an asset if you're very strategic and intentional about it. Most everybody that I know has a smartphone. In fact, I don't know anybody that doesn't have a smartphone, but your contact list, those are assets. Your relationships, those are assets. Your name, you know, particularly if you do what you say you're going to do and do right by people and are looking to help people and contribute and add value, your name is an asset, right? What you bring to the table is an asset. And then obviously, yeah, you have hard assets, you have money, there's a variety of assets out there, but don't just think about the tangible ones, think about the intangible ones, right? My ability to communicate with you on the Flip Empire show, this is an asset, this platform. Right. So these are just examples of things that you need to be aware of so that whenever you're looking at your goals, whenever you're looking at the big picture, your vision, you say, how do I leverage my assets to get me closer to my goals, to help me accomplish the things I want to accomplish? So I want to pretty much wrap the show on that note because, you know, while it may seem obvious, very few people that I've spoken to are hyper aware of the resources at their disposal. You know, for me, one last example, my network. You know, I'm fortunate that I consider myself to be pretty well networked, especially in this industry. And so, you know, just today, for example, I needed to contact a local real estate attorney in Mississippi because, you know, we received a survey and there's some encroachments and things of that nature on a self-storage facility that I'm looking to purchase. And the attorney that I hired is not well versed in Mississippi law. So I called somebody who I know is an active real estate investor in Mississippi. I asked him, I said, hey, this is a situation. Who do you think that you can put me in contact with? If you had to deal with a property that had some encroachment issues, some hair, who would you put me in contact with? He immediately gave me a name. He sent me his contact info and I reached out and connected with that person. So there's an asset right there, your network, your community. If you're part of a mastermind or if you have a coach, those are all assets. So be aware, here are the takeaways. Be aware, create a list of all your assets, tangible and intangible. Look at your goals, look at your vision, and ask yourself if you're doing a good job of leveraging and tapping into your resources and assets. And if you're not, create a plan for that so that you can get much closer to your goals. Oftentimes, we're looking for the shiny object. We're looking for the things that we don't have when most of the time, our answers, our solutions, our resources are just right in front of us. We just have to be aware and then lean into that. So hopefully that helps you. Appreciate you guys in advance for subscribing to the Flip Empire Show. I got some awesome, awesome shows lined up for you that I know can have an impact on your life and business. So with that being said, if you want to connect with myself or Steve regarding Ascend, our high-level mastermind and coaching community for entrepreneurs, ascendyoursuccess.com. is the place to go. So appreciate you and have an amazing day. We'll talk soon. One last thing before you go. If you have been listening to the show for a while and or you have been getting value from the show, I would be 100% honored if you would share this show with a friend or maybe share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this. It's my mission, it's my cause, it's my purpose through Flip Empire to impact and touch people's lives and in their businesses. So it would be an honor if you would be willing to share this episode. And one last thing, make sure that you're subscribed so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when shows get released. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Until then, have a great day.